All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farms Public Infrastructure Districts 1, 2, and 3. Today is August 6th. It's 9:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Adam, your chair, would you like to start?
Sure, Adam Loser, chair.
Scott Bishop, clerk.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from January 24th. That was the last time I think all three PIDs were talked about. So have you guys had a chance to review those? Do I need to put them up? Do they look
nope.
accurate?
I reviewed them and they look accurate. Do we need to make a motion to approve those minutes?
We do, Scott.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve those minutes from January 24th.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let me stop sharing. I'll let David pull up the second quarter financials.
All right, thanks, Michael. So starting in the balance sheet of the governmental funds for Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District, as of June 30th, 2025, we have in the general fund a balance of $3,800 rounded in accounts payable. Debt service, we have $1.375 million between the bond fund reserve fund, and in the capital projects fund, we have $42,754 in between the two project funds. In the general fund, we have expenditures of approximately $12,000 of the $51,000 budgeted for the year, so we're still well within our budget for the first half of the year. We've had developer advances of $8,213, and that currently has an ending fund balance of the negative $3,779 because of those accounts payable. In the debt service fund, we've had revenues, interest income of $26,679, and we've had a bond interest payment for the first portion of the year of $142,791. And that leaves us an ending fund balance of $1.375 million. And I guess just as a quick comment on that, going back to the, we still have the $796,000 bond fund representing capitalized interest to cover those payments for the next, so we have the remaining portion of this year, next year, and then it looks like a little bit into the following year. Going on to the capital projects fund, we have had $886.87 rounded of interest income and capital outlay of $16,640. That leaves us an ending fund balance of $42,755 rounded. So any questions you guys have or would like to look at a little more in depth?
No, I don't have any. I do have just one question. I guess looking at the schedule of debt service requirements to maturity. So it looks like we accrue interest and we don't start paying off principal until 2030 is estimated. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And my assumption is that's just because we don't have enough homes in there paying into the fund.
It's kind of the projected based on the projected revenues and payoff schedules. So one, it's to guarantee, I guess these interest payments are to guarantee the bondholders are receiving the return on their investment. And then as the property taxes increase from those finished homes and that, then that'll increase the amount of property taxes the district receives over time. to eventually be able to make those payments. And yeah, so it's definitely it's based on the forecast of when revenues will be received by the district to be able to make those payments back.
And those revenues are received basically one chunk annually when they pay their taxes, correct?
So each month the county will receive property taxes as the landowners pay those. And on the 10th of the following month, the county will submit a payment to the district. And then, so you have some landowners that are very, I guess, punctual as far as their payments are, and others that aren't so much. And so you'll get it throughout the year sometimes. But the majority of it is usually, you usually receive payments in November, December, and then January, sometimes into February. But occasionally you'll see a straggler or payment come in a little later than that.
Okay. Interesting. All right. This sounds good. we'll see how those start rolling in. I mean, I'm just thinking of public infrastructure one. I think we will have every home in there sold by 2027.
With that, you'll probably get the property taxes. Well, not probably. You definitely get property taxes more up front, and you can potentially look at paying these down earlier. We've been looking at some of these optional redemption clauses within the indenture with some of the other districts. And typically, I mean, I can pull up the indenture and look at that, but I typically 5 years after bond issuance, so we're looking 2030, they have the first payment coming in, but then have the option to pay a 3% premium on any additional redemption. The following year is usually a reduction by 1%, and 1% per year until those 3 years later, you'll get to a 0% premium.
Okay. Well, I would expect the end of this year, wouldn't you say, Adam? I mean, we'll get a chunk of payments the end of even this year coming in on there. So it'll be interesting to watch that and see. I know this is just a forecast and a conservative forecast, and that's good.
Yeah.
That just
Definitely, I think if you're paying, or excuse me, if the construction is ahead of the schedule, like the original forecast, then that puts the district in so much better position to pay these off earlier, and that will alleviate the burden on the taxpayers, and they'll just make them happier to pay it off sooner, I would assume.
Sure.
Less money going out.
Yeah.
So one thing to remember, in Utah, everybody pays in arrears, right? So the assessed value gets assessed the beginning of the year, January 1st, they basically take a picture of the development, and that's how they base the assessments for the year. And then you pay that at the end of the year. So let's say somebody closes in June, you're not going to see that for a year and a half. So it'll be the next year that it gets assessed at the full value the following January 1st. Then they'll pay taxes on it that following year. Okay. So in Utah, there's always that kind of year lag.
Okay. Then it'll be end of 2026 before we start to see some payments. But we'll see some good chunk come in at the end of 26.
Yeah. And David, so what Matt and I looked at yesterday, a little off topic, Adam and Scott, but what we're seeing is redemption means refinance. Based on what Aaron was saying as well, and Matt and I, when we talked and walked through. So they made it sound like we can pay down at any point. You just can't refinance without the premium within those years. Okay. We'll double check, but after reading through, that's initially what we were thinking.
Yeah, we did have one district that they had a related district also or I guess it was an HOA that had bonds, and they paid early and had a 10% premium on that payment, but that may have been just the structure of that.
Yeah, HOAs are always weird.
Yeah. So.
So.
Cool. Well, that was the only questions I had about it. Thank you for running through that with me.
Okay, perfect. Adam, you good?
I'm good. Yep.
Okay. What I would need then is a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
Thanks,
Adam. I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. So here's the agenda again. So we'll go through. So PID 2, we'll talk about annexation and withdrawal. And then PID 3, same thing, annexation and withdrawal. Let me pull those up. You want to walk through it for us, Tyler?
Yeah. So here's the resolution. Could you go down to the very bottom? I think this one where the plat is, just to,
yep.
So that, because there's a lot of moving parts, just want to make sure that everyone's aware of the right property.
All right. Did I not get the plat?
I think you have a separate document of the actual plat.
I do. All right, let me stop. Mm-hmm. Plat, you want to see the annexation or withdrawal plat?
Oh, let's do the PID 2 annexation. Perfect. So this is for PID 2. This is the annexation area. So this area is being added to District 2. And the main focus is whether you guys are the 100% owner of the property, registered, that there's no registered voters within the boundaries. And I don't think that there are. I looked at the maps and looks like we satisfy both those.
Yep.
So for each of these annexations and withdrawals, there's three documents that we've got. We have a notice of impending boundary action, just kind of a trigger for the lieutenant governor to, in their books, to make note of what property lies within what district. There's the petition that comes from D.R. Horton as property owner, saying we own the property, we want to become a part of the district. And then there's the resolution talking about annexation. And then there's also the resolution for us at the district to consider, saying that there's a petition that we anticipate receiving from D.R. Horton saying that they want to be a part of the district. And it's part of our annexation area, which it is, and we'd like to bring it in. So I don't know if you guys have any questions.
Nope. Should be good. Adam, just so you know, this, what we're bringing into PID 2 is our phases 4. That little little island kind of off to the left, that's phase 8, which we're working on also right now. So
phase
4 is already approved and we're starting to develop, but we're just wanting to make sure that all of this gets changed and done before we're closing any homes in there.
Yep.
Yeah. So looks good though. Thanks, Tyler.
Yep. And then instead of for withdrawals, I guess, can we get a motion to pass the resolution for annexing PID 2, that section we just looked at?
Yes, I'll make a motion to accept this annexation plat for PID number 2 as presented.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Do we want the resolution?
Yeah, we want the resolution.
Okay. Sorry. So, to accept the plat, Scott, and the resolution.
The resolution's 2025-02.
Okay, I'll modify my motion to accept the resolution 2025-02.
Okay, thank you. Adam, still the second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I just threw up the withdrawal.
Yep, Same story as for an annexation, but this time for withdrawal, there's a notice of impending boundary action, which triggers with the lieutenant governor, their processes. There's the petition that DR Horton will be signing. And the resolution says we anticipate receiving the petition to withdraw this property from PID 2. And then, yeah, this is the property. I don't know if you have any additional information you want to add, Scott?
Nope, sounds great. This is just as we adjusted our phasing. We thought we would move to this place quicker, but we're moving to it later. So that's the adjustment.
Okay. So the motion for this would be resolution 2025-03, and that deals with the withdrawal for PID 2.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept resolution 2025-03 regarding the withdrawal from PID number 2.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Let me pull up plat for 3. Annexation, there we go. Did that pull up?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So the same documents prepared, notice of impending boundary action, the petition and the resolution, except this time for PID 3. This is annexation number 1. The language is the same. It's really just changing the property descriptions, and the plat is different from what we just did in PID 2, but otherwise everything else is the same.
Awesome. And is this resolution 04?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept resolution 2025-04.
Well, hold on. You know what? Because it's in PID 3, it's resolution 2025-02. So it would be 02 for PID 3.
Okay, I'll modify my motion to accept the resolution 2025-02 for the annexation of PID number 3.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, let me pull up the withdrawal. All right, there's the withdrawal for 3.
All right, same story as we just did for these other ones. There's notice of impending boundary action. We anticipate receiving a petition from DR Horton to withdraw this property from PID 3, and then a resolution accepting the petition and taking this action. So, if everything looks good to you, this is resolution 2025-03.
Okay. Do it. I'll make a motion to accept resolution 2025-03, which is the withdrawal from PID number 3.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Any questions? Anything we need to work on?
No, just now, once these get approved and done, what are next steps to get these plats recorded?
So yeah, once we get these, the notice of impending boundary action, the petition and the resolution all signed, we send that over to the lieutenant governor. They send us a certificate of annexation or certificate of withdrawal. Once we have that, then we're good to record.
Okay. Sounds good.
So the notice of impending boundary action, the 4 of those are going to be needed to be notarized in addition to regular signatures. So we'll shoot those over. Tyler will probably shoot those over to you guys to get them signed and then notarized. And then the other 2, I believe, Tyler, just need to be signed.
I believe that's correct.
And do you guys need wet signature copies? Do you need us to mail you originals?
Hold on to them. I'm not sure if Weber requires wet or not. I'm trying to remember. It's weird in Utah. Some recorders require them to be wet. Some of them don't. Yeah. It's
You said Weber, but you mean Utah?
Oh, yeah. Why am I thinking it's up in Utah County? No, it's Utah County for sure. We've
Yeah.
got to have wet signatures.
Okay.
Okay.
So
Sorry, I'm
do you
confused.
want me to send those wet signatures to you to mail? I guess as you send me those documents to sign, if you'll give me instructions on what you want done with those wet signatures, those original documents, but we can certainly do that and get them to you.
I'll probably have you sign or send them to me because I'll be the one that will go and record in Utah County.
Okay.
So,
But we don't need the wet signatures for submitting to this
the
lieutenant governor.
lieutenant governor, right, just to be recorded.
So yeah,
Okay.
so once you sign, if you could just scan it, send us over the signature, we can get that started with the lieutenant governor, and then yeah, mail or send the wet signatures to Mike.
Perfect.
Or I can stop by the office on my way down.
Yeah,
Whenever
whatever you
you
want to.
prefer.
I can mail them to you just so it just gets right to you and you got them and you don't have to worry about
Okay.
that. Happy to do
But
that.
yeah, as Tyler just said, scan them. That way we've got the color, good scan, and he'll get them sent in. So,
Yeah.
one thing I have, Scott, I'll get you the second quarter, quarterly report.
Yep,
So you can
yep.
just try to work on the update for me for PID1. And
Yep.
then I'll have the draft to you with everything filled in, but those updates. So
Sounds good.
we'll get it signed and turned in. All
Okay.
right. If there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting. I'll
Thanks, Seth.
second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous.